Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area, and you are tuning in to the Heart of Love Radio Show. Our discussion for tonight, I'm talking about accountability, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good, the bad, and the ugly. This has been on my heart for a while because, you know, sometimes we as Christians, we become like the Lone Ranger sometimes, and we know what God has placed in our hearts to do and has called us to do, but we start making those strides, and we strive to do the things that we know that He's called us to do. But in the midst of doing that, sometimes we end up walking the long mile by ourselves. And I know that when sometimes we think of the word accountability, we automatically jump on the defensive sometimes, because that word accountability means that I'm answering to someone for my actions. I'm not just doing things and just doing them. I'm actually doing it, and then I'm going to have to be held accountable for what I do. So that's what we're going to talk about today, accountability, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and why accountability is something that we need in our lives. We all need some type of accountability. So that's what we're going to discuss tonight. The number here is 646-595-4311. The number is 646-595-4311. And you know how we do it here. You know, feel free to also jump in on the conversation. Call in the number, 646-595-4311. Press 1. That lets me know that you are ready to come online and be on the air live. So we're going to talk about that accountability thing and what happens in the lives of Christians, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Let's talk about the news real quick. Some things that have been really, really taking place. It's amazing how we're blessed to be able to have this radio show and actually be here on Blog Talk Radio. So make sure you please make the show a favorite of yours, and make sure you also check out the other announcers and radio shows that are here. Right now I'm going to play a song, and I hope you guys like it. I like the song. This song is entitled "He Knows." He Knows. And this is none other than Karen Clark Sheeran and Dorinda, her sister, Clark Cole. I'll be right back.
Drop it like this. Jam. I want you to sing this, Karen, with a lot of emotion. One.
Does he know about how I can't get to sleep at night? Does he know about all this pain and tears I cry? Does he know about the things I love, everything I love? Does he know all of our secrets we hold so tight? Does he know how hard it is cold sometimes? Does he know my weakness when I feel like I want to choke somebody? Does he know all of my needs beyond my faults? Does he know all of my joy that I lost? He knows.
You guys are listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. And, you know, today we're talking about the accountability, the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, the number here is 646-595-4311. Why is this so important? Because as human beings, guys, we need accountability. We need some form of accountability that we can that helps to keep us in line when we're not on track doing the right thing. You know, and I'm just thankful for myself that God has blessed me with a few people I'm accountable to. I can talk to. I can let them know where I'm at. I let them know what's going on in my life. And they're honest. They're brutally honest. And the poll that I just did on my Facebook page tonight, my Facebook page is Gregory Wright. Do you have at least one friend you're accountable to, someone you can tell everything to and not be judged, and who won't throw it back in your face at a later time? I think the biggest thing, the reason why I put that poll there is because I began to really, really honestly think, you guys. And my thought pattern became this. What is it about accountability? Because we love to have someone. I believe that we as human beings, we love to have people in our corner we can talk to. You know, we love to have people that we can talk to. And we love to have people that who we feel, okay, you know what? This is what you're going through right now, but this is what's going on in my life. We love to be able to share with people what's going on in our lives and to share and to see, hey, am I on the right? What do you think? This is what's going on. Let me get your opinion on this. Let me get your opinion on that. But we sometimes as Christians, and I think even just as people, sometimes we get into the whole thing of trying to do things on our own, in our own strength. And you know, guys, it's so different when you don't have to worry, when you don't have to worry a whole bunch of as far as having someone you can talk to. And what you talk to them, it stays there. You know, so I wanted to talk to you guys about accountability, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And the biggest thing, the first thing I'm saying, accountability to your friend. You know, we love to be accountable to people. When we like to look at accountability as our friend, when we look at accountability as our friend, there are different parts of accountability that we like. We like the fact that we can actually talk to people. We like the fact that, you know what, accountability, the person is looking out for you. The person has your back. The person is really, 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 really thinking about you, and you know, and if something happens, you know what, no matter what, I got your back. You know, back in the day when there were the movies, you know, the real ethnic movies, you know, one character would tell another character, I got your back, man, I got your back. And just think about police officers, they're trained to look, have each other's backs. And if you have someone you consider your best friend, they should be trained to have your back. You should be trained to have their best back, their back. So when we're looking at accountability, your friend, we love the fact that accountability has your back. Now, in the Bible, back in the old days, when David, before he became king, his best friend was Jonathan, who happened to be Saul's son. Now, they were the best friends, and guess what? When Jonathan found out that his dad, Saul, was trying to kill his best friend, David, he warned David, and David hid himself. That's the type of thing that you love about accountability. That's the type of thing that I like about accountability. The fact is that accountability looks out for you. The fact that accountability, if you're accountable to someone, you know, if you're accountable to someone and They know what's going on. They're going to tell you the truth. They're going to tell you the truth. They're going to say, you know, I've got your back. No matter what, I've got your back. That's the thing that we need to have. We need to remember nowadays, you know, I've got my brother's back. So if someone's talking about your brother, you don't let them talk about your brother. You say, nah, no, you know, war. You know, that's not appropriate. Don't talk about my brother like that. Don't talk about my sister like that. Don't talk about my family like that. You know, so when you're accountable to someone and they have your back, if something's going on, guess what? They're gonna say, look, don't do that. That's not right. So accountability, your friend. Accountability, your friend. I'm doing this polling, and so far on my Facebook page, people are really, really, really responding. And they said that they do have one good friend or sort of who they're accountable to, who won't throw it, who they can trust, and they won't throw it in their face later on. You know, I had the opportunity at one point, and I had to sit back and I had to reexamine myself. I had to reexamine my friends. And the thing about it is this, we have to be accountable. And the thing about it is that God, I believe, wants us to be accountable. He wants us to have someone that we can trust and we can talk to, who will talk to us. You know, teach you to that song, you know, there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. You know, we know that Jesus, for those of you, you might believe in Jesus, you might not believe in Jesus. But for those who do believe in Jesus, you know, I know I can talk to him. I know that I can talk to God, and God talks back to me. God shows me in his word things I need to read. He shows me, leads me, and then he'll bring the right people to talk into my life, to speak to my life right at the right time. I'm sure God speaks to you. It's just a matter of you listening and hearing that soft voice telling you, look, don't do that. Some people say it's your intuition. Intuition, that intuition has a name, all right? You know, nothing's just talking to you. Someone is talking to you. Someone is talking to you. I'm trying to tell you, don't do it. You get that feeling like, no, I shouldn't do that. You know, but listen, accountability, first of all, it looks out for you. Accountability, your friend, looks out for you. Accountability tells you when you're right. Accountability, to be accountable, you know, you might sometimes do something. You might have to call a friend and say, hey, you know what? I've been dealing with this situation. Or I've been dealing with this situation. How should I handle this situation? I'm believing that I should do it this way. And we love accountability when accountability tells us that we're right. When, yeah, I'm right for doing that. I'm right for doing that. We love it when we look at accountability as our friend, when the person tells us, hey, you're right. When the person tells you, you know what, you're the money, I would have done the same thing, or I would have done things just a little bit differently, whichever way. You know, that when that accountability thing comes into play in your life, when you look at it as a friend, because, you know, because when we think of the word accountability, you think of, that means I have to answer to someone. That means that if this friend asks me, what did you do Friday night? Guess what? I've got to answer that friend. I got to tell that friend. Because accountability means this. You can be open and be free and be yourself with that person with no judgment, with no fear, unashamedly. And that's the thing about friendships. You can be accountable, but one thing I'm learning right now is that you can't be accountable to everyone. You have to be accountable to the one or two people God has put in your life. So I believe that if we open our eyes, we have one or two people, key people in our lives, we can talk, we can tell anything to. Of course, one appears God, tell God anything. God said he would never leave you comfortless. You have the Holy Spirit. Jesus is with you. God's Spirit is with you. So you have someone to talk to, but even more so in the natural, God will send you someone. And I believe you probably do have one or two good people that you can be accountable to. You know what? It's the other thing is this. accountable to your friend, loves you regardless. Loves you regardless. Accountability, your friend. Can we talk about accountability, the good, the bad, and the ugly? And what happens with this accountability is what happens with accountability is the fact that, you know what, you get to a point where you realize, you know what, I can be honest with you because you love me regardless. Now, you know, if someone loves you and they love you and they show you that they love you, they guess what, you're going to be more open to speak with, to talk to them. Last week or so, we talked about, on this radio show, we talked about love from 1 Corinthians 13. And that's really, really been in my heart, in my mind, because of the fact that when you love regardless. And we're supposed to love, and everything we do, we're supposed to do it in love, not with a vengeful spirit, not with a proud spirit, not with a I-know-it-all spirit. We're supposed to do everything in love. So love, so accountability to your friend will love you regardless of what you've done, regardless of even your viewpoint. Because one of the things about is this, everyone will not agree. But sometimes we have to agree to disagree. We have to agree to disagree. So we're talking about tonight, if you're listening, this is G. Wright. You're listening to the Heart of Love radio show. And I'm talking tonight about accountability, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Because when you think about that word, sometimes people become afraid because of the word accountability, because you feel that, you know, we're vulnerable, because you're being honest about the things that you might not like the way it sounds. You might not like the way it feels, but you're honest about it. So in accountable, you have to have one or two people that you can really, really talk to who won't throw it up in your face. The number here is 646-595-4311, and people are answering this poll. My Facebook page, you can go to G. Wright, or you can go to Gregory Wright, and people are answering this question, this poll that I'm doing about accountability. And that poll again is this: do you have at least one good friend? One good friend, y'all, you're accountable to. Someone you can tell everything to and not be judged, and who won't throw it back at you in the face later on. And that's the big word for today. Accountability. Do you have that? And so far, a buddy of mine, Ron, said, yes, he has that. Who? An auntie of mine, not my auntie, someone said yes, her sister, yeah, said her sister. And a buddy of mine, Floyd, said, yes, he does. And then one of my old students, former students, she said yes. You know, so it's coming. I'm glad that we have that accountability, because sometimes we need to discuss some things, and we need to have someone that we can be honest, we can be ourselves with, and who won't throw it up in our faces later on. Because guess what? We need each other. We need to be able to talk with people. We need to be able to have one person or two people we can be ourselves with and be accountable to. Now, accountability doesn't necessarily mean you're telling all your business. It's not even about gossiping. It's about saying, look, this is what I'm going through. How are you doing today? I'm having a pretty good day. You know, accountability means you can discuss anything. They can discuss anything with you. They're going to tell you when you're right. They're going to tell you when you're wrong. So there's two flip sides of accountability. The good part of accountability, can we talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly? The good part of accountability is these facts. That the person looks out for you, tells you when you're right, and loves you regardless. And even before I even go even further than that, they even talk about Jesus and the woman at the well. Now, she didn't tell Jesus about how many husbands she had. She didn't do that. No, but he told her. And he didn't necessarily judge it. But it just shocked her. The fact that Jesus talked to a female. And then didn't really address the ladies back then. And then the fact that Jesus was a Jew and she was Samaritan. That's nothing. Jews didn't really speak to Samaritans at all. So it's just amazing. That part is amazing. And even the adulteress. And women, and Jesus told the guys, look, you who are without storm, without sin, cast the first stone. They all have to throw their stones down. Because they all have sinned. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But accountability will love you regardless. Regardless. Now, we're about to go to this song, and when I come back, we're going to get started with our next part. What I'm going to play for you guys is this song, and this song is entitled, I Got News, and this is Haskell Jackson out of the L.A. area.
I guess you ain't heard yet, huh? Keep listening, because you're about to check it.
Just to share a little news. You've been heavy on my mind. I didn't know what to do to get through. There is no easy way around it, but I had to let you know your mind was clouded. So please hear me when I say that I got news for you today. I got news. Thank you.
the sun shine across my face. I know the Lord, He's blessed me with another day. Oh, as I walk long by Christian journey, and I cross the stormy banks and raging sea, I know that He will keep me in perfect peace. Another day, another day, He has blessed me. Another day, another day, just one more day. Another day, another day, another day.
Guys enjoyed that. That was none other than Dan J. Butler, Another Day. This is G. Wright, and you listen to the Hard Love Radio Show. Tonight's message is just a little different. It might be unconventional to some. To some, it might be It's About Time. We're talking about the word accountability, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Because, you know, when accountability is good, we know we love it, especially when it seems like accountability is our friend, and we have accountability, we have people that we're accountable to, and they're saying good things, and we know that they're on our side. We know that they're looking out for us. They have our back. They're going to tell us when we're right. Then they're going to tell us, they're going to love us regardless. They're not going to throw it up in the face, in our faces. But also, accountability, the bad part. The bad part. You say, what is the bad part? It's not really a bad part. It's just that when you begin to look at accountability as your enemy, you know, sometimes people that we're accountable to might not actually sometimes we experience the experience where we're being accountable to people who really we should not be accountable to. So we'll call it the bad. So we have accountability to good. We have accountability the bad. Now, the bad part of downside of accountability is when you're accountable to someone with whom you shouldn't be accountable to. And it's like this. Some people say, this person is cool. We've grown up together. We've known each other all our lives. But some people you can tell things to. You can tell your deepest and darkest things to and don't have to worry about it. And then sometimes there's situations where you can't tell the person. You should tell people. And sometimes we just say, I can tell this person this. But, you know, when you get that feeling deep inside your gut that tells you, keep it to yourself, keep it to yourself, keep it to yourself. Don't say anything to this person. Because we all know that we all have different levels of friendships. We all have different levels and different friendships with people. Some people might have the friendship with someone where they can hang out and go and grab a bite to eat and get something to drink and just relax, sit back and relax. Then we have friends. We can talk about politics. We can go to movies, hang out, chill. We can talk about politics and things like that. Then we have friends with whom we can, you know, to sit down over a home cooked meal, talk about things, relax. You know, so we have different levels of friendships. And what happens sometimes with accountability, the bad part of it is when we tell our business to people that we shouldn't tell our business to, people we shouldn't trust. We talk the bad. Or the flip side, people we're accountable to, but when they don't tell us the things we want to hear. So accountability is a word that can sometimes leave someone feeling very vulnerable. So this one's talking about accountability the bad. You know, as accountability your enemy. Sometimes we look at accountability as our enemy. Because what happens is this. What happens when we deal with people who don't look out for us? Have you ever had the situation happen and people have discussions about other people, and you know that they're friends with other people, but they have a discussion with someone else about another person. But it's not about not knowing what to do. It's about slamming everything that the other person does. They do it behind the back, and you don't say anything. They say, I got your back. But in reality, you don't have their back. They aren't looking out for you. So the flip side of accountability, the good part, is what happens when accountability is your enemy. When you look at accountability as your enemy, or the people around you who you think you're accountable to and who you think have your back don't have your back. You know, we have to always keep our eyes and ears open. Listen to what people say. And if you're around people and you're by yourself, the way they talk about their friends, just believe they will talk about you the same way. If they talk nasty about their friends, but you're not there, guess what? Eventually they're going to talk about you as well. So make sure you're hooked up with the right people. Now, what happens when we talk about the word accountability? What happens when someone who you do like as a friend and they're your accountability, you feel comfortable? You like them as far as feeling the comfortable being accountable to them and telling them what to do. What happens when telling them what you've done and what's going on in your life? But what happens when they tell you that you're not right? What happens when they tell you you are wrong? But sometimes in the whole accountability game and situation, it comes at some point in time, where you are on the right path. But what happens when he tells you, you know what, you're wrong. You should not have done it like that. That wasn't right. You know, the thing about accountability is being open to listen to the other person with whom you're sharing with. You know, accountability in that aspect is not necessarily your enemy, but sometimes situations we want to be right. Sometimes not even about right or wrong sometimes, but sometimes it's just a matter of just being right. We would like to feel that what we've done and what we've said has really made a difference and has really made a change and things like that. So we have that thing going on. Accountability to your flow. When a person look out for you and they don't have your back, when the person tells you that you're wrong, you know, and I say this, the older you become, and you should mature. We should mature the older we become. But we have to be also open with the whole accountability thing of being told that we're wrong. And I know that personally, in some aspects, I've shared some things with one or two friends I can talk with, and they say, hey, you're wrong. You shouldn't have handled it like this. You shouldn't have said it like that. Guess what? It doesn't mean that they're not a friend. It's just that they shared with me that they thought I was wrong. And sometimes you can be wrong, and I want you to understand, with accountability, the whole thing can be subjective sometimes, because the person tell you what they feel, how they feel about the situation. And sometimes in your life, you can have situations where people don't see eye to eye on everything. And when it comes to that point, you can agree to disagree. But for the most part, if you really, really honestly have your open mind, your mind open to possibility, maybe you're not right in the situation, have your mind open. But if it is the case where you are right, and the person might feel that you're wrong, agree to disagree. It's all right. You have to get into a fight about the whole thing. You know, we're talking about tonight accountability, the good, the bad, the ugly. I'd like to hear from you. What's on your mind? The number here is 646-595-4311. But before I finish this last point about accountability, the ugly, my third point is this. What happens when accountability is very temperamental or unstable? When you're accountable to someone, guys, I want you to understand that you're bearing your heart and soul with someone. And one of the things I realized is this. Not everything that's for me is for everyone. Get this, y'all. Not everything you have, not everything you know is meant for everyone. You have to really be prayerful and know who you can share what and what with. You need to really know who you can discuss certain things with. But if you're accountable and you have a good accountability system, then guess what? You're on the right track. But what happens when you're accountable to someone who's very temperamental and unstable? It is the recipe for disaster. When you don't know where people are coming from, you guys, you could be in a place, in a situation, in a bad situation, because you don't know where the person is coming from, which angle they're coming from. So if you're going to be accountable to someone, make sure that you're accountable to someone who's going to tell you the truth, who has your back, and is pretty much not a moody person, but they are regular in their attitude. Now their attitude daily, all the time. Someone that you can tell something to, who's not going to throw it up in your face. Someone who's not going to judge you, but listen to you. Someone who will have your back. So the good and the bad thing about accountability is almost the opposite. It's totally opposite. When it's good, the person looks out for you, tell you when you're right, and when you're wrong. Wrong is they're doing it in love, y'all. Loves you, and they love you regardless. And the whole thing about accountability is doing everything in love. Love has to be mixed in it. We talked about that last week, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Love has to be mixed up in everything that you do. Accountability, the bad part, it's when you're accountable to someone who doesn't look out for you. When they tell you that you're wrong, but they're not just telling you that you're wrong. They tell you that you're wrong, they're throwing it up in your face, and it becomes a totally different type of situation. You can agree to disagree. Don't look at, and then on the flip side of that, don't look at when someone tells you that you're wrong. Don't look at it like it's a personal slight, because sometimes you might be wrong. You might be in the wrong, but you have to be open-minded. And also, you have to know where the person is, who's telling you that stuff comes from. Also, accountability, instead of loving you regardless, they're very temperamental, unstable, and that's the type of person who will throw it up in your face. You know, get make sure that you're connected to the right people. Make sure that you are accountable to the right people, that what you're saying, what you're discussing, is going to be with them. But I'm gonna play with for you guys this song right now. We're gonna go to a song. This is Confession of a Preacher Man. This is my boy Kenton Rogers.
I know it ain't right. Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, just about it was. In the sanctuary, just about to get my praise on. 5'6", little shorty, tight dress, high above her knees. Temperature rising, not the time nor place this shouldn't be. This ain't right and shouldn't be, but a man will be what a man will be. Confession of a preacher man. This ain't right and shouldn't be, but a man will be what a man will be. Confession of a preacher man. Short hand on two, long hand on 12, benediction given. Seductively, little shorty takes my hand, determined, consciously teasing me. Cleavage ever breast exposed, and I know she knows what she do to me. I must constrain my manhood before he reveals the lust in me. This ain't right.
It shouldn't be, but a man will be what a man will be. Confession of a preacher man.
God, he hates his brother. He's a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command. Whoever loves God must also love his brother.
Shout out to my little brother, G. Wright, of the Heart of Love Show on Blog Talk Radio. Believe it or not, G. Wright, this beat is for the new Be Blessed 70 gospel CD by me. G. Rizite, always keep the show hot and tizite. And I'll talk to you later, all Rizite.
What's up, y'all? This is G Wright coming to you. That was my boy, TAZ. Don't forget to check him out at ATAZP.com. Don't forget to check him out on his radio show here on Blog Talk Radio, ATAZP Live. You know, we're talking tonight about accountability, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We're going to have to finish this discussion on Thursday because I'm getting some good feedback. And I'm going to have even more feedback on Thursday. But I have about 2 minutes left. We talked about the good. We talked about the bad. Let's talk about the ugly part of accountability. The part about accountability that sometimes we don't like is that accountability is attached to integrity. Integrity. You know, one of the things that God wants for us to do is just to be honest. And if we just even more so just honest with him. If you're having a good day, you have to say, praise the Lord. You have to say, look, you know, I'm having a bad day today. You know, just keep it real. God wants us to be real with him. You know, how can we get help on the things where in the areas where we need help if we're not honest with God, first of all? Honest with ourselves, honest with God. So think about accountability. It makes us honest. You know, one of my friends would say something like this to me, own up. You have to own up to your mistakes. You have to own up to it. If this is your mistake, if this is your struggle, own up to it. This is your struggle. Now, we all struggle with different issues in our lives. We all struggle with different things. Some people it's food. Some people it's keeping money. Some people it's being quiet. We all struggle with something. Some is substance abuse. Some is sex. Some is about everything else. Some people struggle is about staying if they're married, staying, act like they're married. So we all have different struggles, whatever the struggle is. But when it comes to the word accountability is attached to our integrity. It's what makes us who we are. It keeps us as honest people. It keeps us honest. You know, because when you're accountable, look, you're like taking back the layers that we put on. Because you know, guys, we know we put on layers, y'all. Some ladies that they have behind the makeup. Some guys have behind their bodies, whether muscular or whatever. Some people have behind their clothes. They hide, you know. But what happens is when you're honest, when you're accountable, you strip away all those things away. But so it really has to be accountable to the right people. I have about 16 minutes left. We're going to finish this discussion on Thursday, y'all. This is a pretty good discussion. I'm getting some good feedback. So I'll see you guys coming Thursday from 6 to 7, and we're going to finish talking about accountability, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Listen to the Art Love Radio Show. Thank you for making this show a favorite of yours. Make sure that you guys tune in on Thursday from 6 to 7. Please make the show a favorite of yours. And also I want to tell you guys this, that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You guys have a good one. This is G-Wright, the Hard Love Radio Show. Don't forget to hit me up at GWrightOnline@Yahoo. And that last song you guys heard was from my project entitled All Things Are Possible Special Edition, which will be in stores soon. So please keep a brother in your prayers. God bless you. This is the Hard Love Radio Show.
The Heart of Love Radio Show.